Shalom, and God bless you once again, my brothers and sisters, and welcome to Daily Devotion. We are so grateful to God for these times in His presence. Yesterday, by the grace of God, we started on Kingdom Life. And we mention the fact that the kingdom life is about everlasting life. The kingdoms of this world are temporary. Our Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled every detail of the word and knew His purpose of coming into this world, because He was the Christ who is the Word incarnate. He saw beyond. And so the kingdoms of this world didn't mean anything to Him, even to the point that when the mob came to the garden to arrest Him, Simon Peter took a sword and cut off one of the high priest's servants, but He quickly restored that back onto the servant and told and declared, "My kingdom is not of this world. If My kingdom were of this world, then I would have sent legions, I would have sent angels to come and fight for Me. But I'm looking beyond." Brothers and sisters, and so we also have a kingdom. We are also seeking for a kingdom whose maker, whose builder is God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Today, we are going to look at another aspect of this kingdom series. And we are going to look at kingdom relationship. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, you all bear with me that for a family to exist, there must be a relationship. Now, if you are in a home, fathers, mothers, and children, the father wakes up and goes to work. The mom also goes to work. When the father goes, the mom also goes, and the children goes to school, and they hardly sit down as a family unit to talk about issues, to spend quality time together. Brothers, do you think this family is going to survive? I don't think so. There must be an intimacy. And when we talk about a kingdom relationship, we are talking about our intimacy with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's quickly read a portion of the word as we look into today's sharing. We are going to read from Ephesians chapter 3, from verse 14 and 15. I read, "For this reason," this is Paul saying, I bow before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, when people look at God, they see God as someone who is judgmental. When people think about God, they think about God who will punish people in everlasting hell. Or let's say hell. Well, hell is not going to be everlasting. Hell. People are going to be punished in hell, or they are going to burn in hell. Well, brothers and sisters, how do you see God? I see God as a loving father. The father's love for his son and creation. Our Lord Jesus Christ had an intimate relationship with his father, even to the point of his death. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So, brothers and sisters, when we think about it personally, we see that the King of the whole universe is our Father. Can you imagine that? The King of the whole universe is our Father because of Jesus. God can become our Father. Amen. Now, even the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came on earth, like I said, he had an intimate relationship with the Father. He came, he walked, he died, he redeemed us unto himself. When he resurrected, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus. But when Mary got there, in John chapter 20, verse 17, the Bible reads that Jesus Christ said to her, "Do not touch me, or do not cling unto me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Hallelujah. Isn't this beautiful and wonderful? To my Father and your Father. Amen. In another portion of scripture, the Bible, in John Gospel, chapter 1, verse 12, it said, "As many as receive him," that means that as many as believe him or embrace him and believe in him, or turn from other things towards him, and taking him by faith as their Savior, to as many as receive him, to them he gave power, or to them he gave the right or the authority to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, when we also go a little bit into the Gospel of John, we read about John the Divine, or John the Beloved. Amen. You will realize that John also had this intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus when he walked with the Lord Jesus. And in fact, he was the disciple whom Jesus loved. Well, Jesus loved everybody. Jesus loved you and me. For as much as we have received as our Lord and personal Savior, he loves everyone. But there is something very peculiar about John. What is this peculiarity? John looked into, or John saw into, the heart of the gospel. Amen. What is the heart of the gospel? The heart of the gospel, or the heart of the Bible, is the kingdom message. Amen. And the heart and the heart of this kingdom message is the Father's heart unto us, or the relationship, or the intimacy that we have with this Father. Hallelujah. How do we get this intimacy? Amen. The Bible says that what? Whoever is without sin, whoever is hasn't got any guilt, will boldly approach the throne room of grace to obtain mercy. Hallelujah. So God has always employed this family, idea, or to be a model for his kingdom. Amen. To be a model for his kingdom. Amen. That is why he has given us the spirit of adoption into our heart. In Galatians, Paul the Apostle said, because we are sons, once we have received Christ, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into our hearts, whereby we can cry, Abba, Father. Amen. And he went on to say, therefore, we are no longer slaves, but we have become a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Amen. We can see the same spirit of adoption that God has sent into our heart in when we read Romans chapter 8, verse 15, said, For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption by which we cry, Abba, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. So this relationship, looking the Father's heart unto his children and the Son's heart unto the Father, we can find that story in Luke's Gospel. Amen. We know this story very well, the parable of the prodigal son. Amen. And this parable is about two sons and a father. Amen. And we know the story very well, when the younger of the children came to the father and said, Dad, give me my share of your kingdom, or give me my share of your property. And then he took this and went to a faraway country and squandered what the father gave him. But the elder one was still with the father in the house. Now, this story, when we look at it critically, we can say it is a story about the father's heart unto his child. You know, when this child went away and squandered what he took from the father, the Bible says he came to himself. Probably he started having an intimate relationship with the father. And then he prayed and purposed in his heart that he was going back unto the Father. Amen. And that is the relationship that we ought to develop in our Christian walk, brothers and sisters, at every point in time. But what struck me about this story was that the Bible said what? When this younger child realized or came to himself and purposed that he was going back to the father, the Bible said, while he was a great way away, the father saw him and had compassion on him. How did he see him a great way off, brothers and sisters? Well, the only way that that could be possible is that the Father was watching. The Father was watching that the Son was going to come back. The Father was watching the Father was watching that he was going to come back this day, this hour, this minute. And lo and behold, when the younger son realized and made a U-turn, the father's heart reached out to him. But interestingly, the elder son, who didn't know anything about repentance, who didn't know anything about true fellowship, was angry when the younger son came and the father was making merry. He killed the fattest cow and put a rope upon the young child. You know, the elder son refused to go and meet or enter the house because of the merrymaking. The father would have to go and plead with him that he should come in. But look at the remark that this son made. He said, "Father, so for all these many years that I've been serving you, I never transgressed any of your commandments. And yet, you never gave me a young goat, or you never killed anything for me that I must make merry with my friend. But now, when my younger brother returned, this is what you are doing unto him." But brothers and sisters, who talks to the dad like that? Is that like a father and an employee? Not a father and a son relationship. Amen. This is a self-righteous person, a self-righteous type of relationship to God. And that was what the Pharisees portrayed when Jesus Christ walked here on the shores of Galilee. Amen. These men knew their Bible, but they didn't know the God of the Bible. And when that God showed up before them in human flesh, they refused, or they didn't realize that that was the God, because they didn't have an intimate relationship with this Father. Brothers and sisters, we ought at all time in our Christian life develop this intimate relationship. It is only through this intimate relationship that a family of God can be formed and there will be true fellowship. I've gone over the time, so I'll bring this sharing to a close here, and by God's grace, we will pick it up from where we left off today. May the Lord bless you and have a very blessed day. Shalom. Amen.